Music brings people together, and we couldn't, it's apparent tonight that it's working, and we're glad that we've all gotten together for such an important reason. Jeff, thanks for organizing this and inviting us. It's nice to be back. Chanting Jeff up here, I think that's a reason to drink. So, you know, one of the variables that can happen with either smoke or heat or rain or lightning, there's a lot of variables that that make it so rare to have this unbelievably perfect environment to be playing tonight. So, I think there might be some karma involved there. I know that Paul McCartney's played here because I was here. I was sitting right over there. Stones would play here. Let's everybody play a different Rolling Stones song all at the same time. I'm for. Trying to pack it all in, I figured if we played four at once, we could make everybody happy. But I think we might be the only group to have played here twice in the history. And we're not bragging. I just want to make it clear, we're not bragging about it. We just find it. On last time we played at that end, because I was looking at the M on the mountain. But we thought it would be better if you were looking at the M on the mountain. We'll get going in a second, but can I drink to the M on the mountain? But see, we're not bragging about playing twice because it seems strange when people kind of brag or get so unenthusiastic that they are so enthusiastic that they start saying things that aren't true, or if they're bragging about, you know, crowd size, I find it very peculiar. And very strange when let's say the person says it in public and it's recorded, and then they say things about like breaking Elton John's records. It doesn't make any sense. There's no record, it's bizarre. And another nice thing about this is we were out in South America and then Europe and then the other night in Seattle. We've actually been playing those shows that were 90,000, 100,000 people. I'm not bragging, but I'm just pointing it out that this guy was bragging. It was just, it makes me. All right, I'm gonna get back into the music thing. But there's a reason why I was bringing it up. There is one crowd size that we would be proud of and we would brag about. And that is if the state of Montana had the largest youth vote, the largest crowd that came together in this upcoming election. That I would brag about all fucking day.